the growing importance of renewable fuels. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Colby Paul. The U.S. needs to jump on the renewable fuels bandwagon if it wants to end its dependence on foreign oil. AFBF's Jonna Miller reports.
Whether it's the situation in the Gulf of Mexico, concerns about the Middle East, or discussions about climate change, oil is definitely a hot topic.
I think it's difficult to say exactly what the fallout will be from what's going on in the Gulf, but to me it looks like it's hard to argue that the long-run outcome of this is anything other than more pressure on oil prices to go higher. Probably going to restrict where we can look for oil and how we can look for oil and the cost of extracting that oil.
American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says it would seem like this would be the perfect time for renewable fuels to step in, but it's not that easy.
The question is, how do we make that transition? That's always the difficult part of things because renewable production is very capital intensive, requires a lot of investment, requires a lot of upfront risk taking.
Currently, gasoline can contain up to 10% ethanol. The ethanol industry already produces almost enough to blend with all the gasoline in the nation, meaning it has little room to grow. And many say there's not enough incentive to invest in newer varieties.
We really can't let up on this issue and say, well, we've done renewable fuels, let's move on to something else. I think that's the wrong attitude. We've got to take a longer view of this issue and try to make sure that we've got the set of policies in place that really makes sense for where we are and for what we need.
Anderson says a higher blend rate for ethanol and incentives for biofuels in general could be key steps to breaking our dependence on foreign oil.
How do we sustain a healthy and a growing economy if we're completely dependent on traditional sources of energy? It's going to become increasingly difficult. And so bringing more renewables into our nation's energy portfolio, I think, is really important if we're going to have a long-run healthy economy.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Tennessee is already a leader in alternative fuel with two biofuel plants in the state. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.